Welcome to another episode of the Sisterhood of Mummy Imperfect. Now, in this episode, I'm introducing a feature called WTF, or Shut the Front Door. I haven't quite decided what to call it yet, but you get the idea. It's just where me and a panel discuss the stories of the week that have made us think, shut the front door. So, firstly, it was Diwali this week, so let me say happy Diwali to everyone who celebrated. Now, my WhatsApp and social media feed was like full of Diwali gifts. So while I was happily swimming through those, I came across this gift that BuzzFeed India put out. Now, it was the Diwali sweets tiers gift. And the top tier was called the God tier. It had Motichur laddus in it, yes, definitely. And Gajar halwa, what really? And a few other sweets. And then there was like four other tiers. Now the bottom tier was called the shit tier, the tatti tier, and it had kaju katli in it. What? Kaju katli is amazing. I have an obsession with it. Every time I go to India, I bring back a suitcase full of it. And what the hell is it doing in the tatti tier? Sawn papri, which is so annoying and messy to eat, is in the mid tier. That should be taken out of there and put in the bottom tier. What is going on? This is serious business, you know, Indian sweets. I mean, all of the sweets on that page can give you a heart attack. They're so unhealthy. But, sorry, I'm serious about this. I need to take some deep breaths and get my panel in for the day. Let me introduce them. My two lovely sister-in-laws. One of them is, she's a media extraordinaire. We call her Josh. And she's one of my favourite people. And my other sister-in-law is Jodie, who is a mum of two boys, and she's juggling motherhood with studying for a degree, and she's well on her way to becoming a qualified social worker. And she is also one of my favourite people. Okay, so this week I have seen two stories about men and plastic surgery. So according to the British Association of Aesthetic Plastic Surgeons, more men in the UK are undergoing risky Brazilian butt lifts. So it's actually a surgery that involves transferring fat from different parts of the body to the bum. People have died from complications during it. And don't do it. No.
And start leaking.
Listen.
Yeah, no, this is that. That's, in the middle of the rain. It actually has happened to people. The bum has started leaking.
Leaky bum.
Are we talking about the idea of having the procedure? Or are we talking about the fact that men are having the procedure?
This is what I'm talking about. So I'm talking about men because in addition to this, penis fillers are gaining in popularity, according to another report
What's
I read
going
this week.
On? What is going
and
on?
And this is where men have hyaluronic acid injected into their package to increase the girth. And you have to actually get it topped up every year and a half, and it costs $3,500.
Who's doing this? People are doing this.
Men are doing this. Men in the UK are doing this. And now, apparently, it's on the rise. And I mean, I'm sure there's not, like, you know, thousands
on
of men doing it.
But
sorry. So anyway, is it a sign of the times? And do you think that because women have had so much pressure on them about their appearance, is it only fair that men do too?
Yep.
Wow.
Definitely.
My girl said, yep.
Because it's true. Why could women do it?
Why should anybody be under pressure
to
do anything?
Because it's society. This is it. Look at the Kim Kardashians. They're looking at that and think, you know, they want that. They might want a girl who looks like that, and they think the way that they can get a girl that looks like that is by having penis enlarger, you know, making themselves look better.
I mean, and is there, come on, if we just, let's just get human-centric about this conversation for a minute. Like, this is all based on external factors, right? These are not things that actually keep relationships together or that keep people sane, even, right?
No.
Because a lot of the people that do that tend to have, I think, perhaps some internal battle in terms of being maybe, what's the word? Have self-esteem issues,
yeah.
Or maybe feel low about themselves, etc. And then they feel like doing all of these external things and what, and it's like society is like backing that and going, yes, you know what I mean, it's fine, you should be, you know, cutting yourself up, injecting yourself,
yeah,
and making yourself look sexier than you really are naturally, which is probably the most sexy, but that's another story. And it, like, for how long does this last? Like, what? Where are you going to be in 5-10 years time with that thing stuck to your bottom? Like, what do you even know what the implications of that is? And that person that you're trying to impress, perhaps, are they even going to be in your life still when these things chop out? Like, are you, is how sustainable is this idea? Or are we just high on, you know, looking good at the moment?
What do you think, Jade?
I think that, imagine a guy is with a girl,
uh-huh,
and she says, oh, you've got a small penis, mm-hmm, and makes him have a really low self-esteem. He's then got that in his head,
mm-hmm,
and he's thinking, I've got, you know, small penis, small penis, small penis. So then he's young, he's, you know, he's obviously has he's not really thinking in his 30s, in his 40s. Mm-hmm. And he thinks to himself, do you know what, and he sees a procedure, and now there probably isn't that much research to say that there's any dangers in that. Mm-hmm. So he goes and thinks, you know what, I'm going to go and get my penis enlarged. I've heard about this procedure you can do. Mm-hmm. He goes and gets it done. He's not thinking, when I'm 30 years old and I've got kids and stuff, blah, blah, blah. He's thinking about the now,
mm-hmm,
you know. And even with the butt implants, the bum implants, I was thinking along the lines of their sexuality. Is it more men who are gay? You know, are they, because that is
the one in the video that I saw, I think he was. Yeah,
that of having a nice bum, that they have their, you know, that's a different, you know, that's a whole, there's a whole new, like, world there where they feel the pressures to look good, you know, and have a nice bum. And, you know.
I get it. I understand sort of what's happening in society. I'm not ignorant to that, but I still have to stand up against it and say that, I mean, because the question was, is it fair? And no, it's not fair. I don't think it's fair that anybody feels like they have to change themselves. I mean, it's everybody's prerogative to do what they want to do with their own bodies, right? But I just feel that, you know, what are your reasons for doing it? Your reasons for doing it is this kind of Instagram culture of wanting to look a certain way.
Yeah, but some people weren't blessed. Some people weren't blessed. End of the day, some people weren't blessed. Hey, like,
you've got
they
two
weren't
arms,
blessed.
Two legs. You're breathing good. You're opening your eyes in the morning. You're blessed.
But, what you've got to think of is what people are looking. Look, exactly. What we're looking, seeing in the media, what we're seeing. It's Instagram, it's Facebook, it's all of these things you're seeing. Is you're seeing these women. I see it myself. And I think to myself, oh my gosh, I want to look like that. But I think I can't be asked to go to gym. Do you know what I mean? I can't be asked. I haven't got the time. Let me just kind of get a little bit taken out of here and a little bit. But that's, you know, some people.
I get it, but it's not the way forward.
No, it's not. It isn't, but I can see where people are coming from because I felt it myself. Mm. So that's where I can see where they're coming from. I can see it's the easy route. And you don't really see the dangers as such. You don't really always see the unless you really delve into it. Yeah, there has been people who have died from liposuction.
Mm.
But you don't, young people aren't seeing that.
Right, so is it a sign of the times? Yes, it's a sign of the times, definitely. The fact that it's even reached men now, I think that this thing is a sign of the times.
But why is that?
This is where we're in. Because, what do you mean?
Well, like now that it's reached men.
Yeah, because that shows you how far we've gone.
Yeah, because men used
we've
to
gone
be,
past
yeah,
the conversation.
They used
conversation
to get away with having a beer belly and then like being like trying to, aim for like some like model type woman and it was all right.
Yeah,
but
a
now,
six pack used to be as far as like,
but six packs are more common these days than they ever were.
I think men are more insecure than women. I think they have more hang ups than women have ever had.
This is now where you're hitting the nail on the head. It comes from what is your mentality. And the fact that this is happening specifically in the UK says a lot, because when you come out of the UK as someone who lives in, you know, Ghana most of the time or what have you, you're not really seeing that.
Mm.
Why is that?
Well, you tell me. You tell me. That's what I'm saying. You're not really
what
seeing
about social
that.
Media? So are they on social media?
Of course. But maybe not as much. Maybe it's not as prevalent. Maybe the pressures of, you know, trying to follow a...
But this is where the big bum in the hourglass figure comes from, right? From Africa, which, you know what I mean?
It's naturally there. And do you know what? We laugh, but that's probably the truth.
No, it like, is. Because in mean, like, that scene,
but it's... What everybody is kind of injecting themselves for, and what they're going to have these procedures for, you're seeing, you know,
and
on
white
the,
girls
on the
wanting
street,
to look brown.
All over.
Mm. It's like, it's...
I mean, it's a bit of that. And plus, I just don't think, you know, the men there's not an expectation for a man to look, you know, like he just walked out of He-Man or whatever. Do you know what I mean? That shows how old I am, isn't it? What should I have said?
No,
what
I'm
He-Man?
Not.
No, but I'm thinking.
You're looking at me, I can't think of like 19.
What's the equivalent to He-Man now?
Captain America. I don't know.
Captain America.
Yeah. They're the same, aren't they? Oh no, He-Man. Oh, He-Man.
I was gonna say Ken. Back in the day. I was gonna say Ken, like Barbie and Ken. But yeah, I mean,
you don't have a big bum.
He doesn't. But who wants a man with a big bum?
No, but I think there's like, I think they probably just want a bum, not like a big bum. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's some people who
just
want
white men have no body.
Not a. Well, yeah.
Some white girls have no.
And some people, no matter how many squats they do, maybe they can't quite get what they want.
No, but you know what? You can with squats, but it's like, it's just, you can't be
honest. You can't. All right, so let's move on to another story.
Let's go to the start.
Okay, so.
I've eaten all the popcorn.
It's all right. I can give you a refill in a minute. So I read an article this week about more older people tying the knot these days. So apparently, tax has got something to do with it. So if one of you dies, the other person could lose the house to inheritance tax, and you only pay inheritance tax if you have assets worth more than £325,000. But in some parts of the country, that actually applies to anyone who owns their own home, because it's so expensive, like in London, right?
Okay.
So do you think it's worth getting married for tax reasons, and do you think it would change anything being together for that much time and not and then getting married?
I was saying earlier that my ex had this conversation with me and was just like, you know, I'd get married for, clearly said, I'll get married for tax reasons. I get it. Like, I'm not that sensitive.
How did you feel about that?
At first, I was a little bit like, I mean, I suppose because it wasn't like we had, you know, it weren't like there was a marriage pending, but we'd kind of discussed it a little bit, but it was very in line with his personality, so I wasn't really that much that shocked. But he... Yeah, it did make me sort of, I suppose, open my eyes a little bit. Like, because I did have a little bit more of a romanticised version of what it meant to be married. But then being somewhere like here, it's true. You do, I can see why people might go, you know, people who are maybe happy just being in a courtship, even whether it's for 10, 20, 30 years, whatever. But then, and then going, oh gosh, if this happens, X happens, Y might happen, let's quickly go and tie the knot, or let's, you know, go to the registry office to ensure that doesn't happen. Like, that's very British, I think.
Oh,
I think
my God, so people, British. I was just thinking,
I think a lot
head.
Of people do that. Like, there's a lot of moves that we make here based on 100%. The fact that we don't want to lose a house, lose money, etc.
And what is even wrong with that? What is even wrong with that, though?
No, nothing's wrong with it.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it, to be honest.
Do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. Do what's right for you. Do if it's for tax reasons. If it's like, you know what, actually, let's get married.
Yeah.
We ain't got doing nothing else. We're just sitting here watching Coronation Street.
Yeah, let's have a little bit of a party. But do you know what? There's some people that I've met who, quite a few, actually, more than a handful of people who have said they want to get married because they want all their children to have the same name. They want the same name as their children and their husband, and they want it to be like a family. I know some people that want to get married because of now you've got issues when you're flying abroad and I'm taking the kids and they've got a different surname to me. But how is that different? Do you get what I mean?
Know.
It's not that, oh, I love you, I love you, let's get married. Which is the kind of marriage that I think I'm on my way to. Like, if I'm going to get married now.
The I love you, or that we should have the same surname.
The I love you one. Because I think there needs to be an element, and which is why I think I'm going to get married at an older age. Like, I've accepted this now. Because I think, to me, the marriage thing is something I actually genuinely want to enjoy. Not, we're married, now let's try and figure out how to live life together. It's like, actually, let me just live life, enjoy life. And when we want to get married, I mean, he's got other ideas. It's a bit more like, what, let's get married now. But,
I get where he's coming from. Like, I look at it a different way.
How long do you want to date for?
I look at it a different way because, like, you know, being Indian and in my culture, like, traditionally, and not even traditionally, but still to this day, it's the majority of people from our culture, you get married and then you do things like you move in together, you have kids and this and that, you know. And, you know, even I remember being a kid and thinking, oh my gosh, like, why are these people getting married after having kids and this and that, and they've done everything? Like, what's the point now? You've done everything. Because for me, it was always, this is the beginning of your journey into family and having a house together and this and that. Marriage is the first step on that journey. You know what I mean? That you don't
you
do
feel
any
pressure
of...
about that. You actually like
to no, I want it. Yes, yeah.
I think that's fine. I think it's each to their own, isn't it? I think it's very much in line with your character and personality. And yeah. I think, but if it would be different if that's what was pushed in your culture, but you was kind of against it and it didn't sit right with you, but you felt you had to do it. You know what I mean? Mm. I think that's a little bit different. But if it's something that you feel within yourself, because I mean, married, when you think about it, I mean, that's a real commitment that you're giving to someone.
Yeah.
Like, if you take it seriously,
yeah,
that's
it is.
A real commitment.
Well, I'm not married. Just putting my spin into it. I'm not married. I've been in a relationship for 10 years on and off, but more solidly for the past, say, 6-7 years. And I think part of me does want to get married, but then there's another part of me who thinks, all right, if it didn't happen, I wouldn't cry in my pillow at night. I would like to have the party.
Mm-hmm.
That's
very honest.
A big party.
And the party's good, I have to say.
And I've even get married for that party.
Yeah, because I've even thought about my music. I'm very particular. I'm like, what music are we going to have?
On the playlist.
No, it won't be Hassle Night, because it'll be like, we'll build up. I'll have Motown. I'll have 90s R&B. I'll have Jungle. I'll have Garage. I'll cater to everything. Everyone. I'll even have a bit of 80s. It'll be amazing.
See, most girls like fantasize about their dress, and you've got
no. See the dress. I know the no. The dress will be decent, but I'm thinking no. But the food will be. But look, I'm just thinking. I just feel that with marriage, each to their own. I know in cultures that it's a thing, you know, to be married, like you were just saying. But for me personally, of course, I think I would like it. I think there was a time when I thought, you know what, I don't care about marriage. You know, whatever. You know, I know like people who've been married for years and years and years and years, and they're still not married, and they're fine. Like, they're getting on fine. Who's to say they won't be married in the next 10 years because of what you're saying, tax purposes. But for me personally, I don't know if it's, my parents were married. They were married, and they divorced, and then they got back together.
Oh, that's
so it's an amazing story, but it doesn't always work out that way.
Mm.
So for me, I guess, I don't know, it's a tough one. I would like to get married, but if I don't, it's not the end of the world. I would like to get to, no, do you know what? I would like to get married for my children, for my boys, because I know
they would love it,
and they're older, and they'll remember it. Yeah. And I loved it, and for the family, and for my parents to see that, I would love it.
Do it for us.
Reason.
Yeah,
we're waiting for you, but I'm not asking, am I? So whatever. So it's like, it's a thing where it's.
I was going to ask.
I'm not getting too personal.
I was going to ask. I was actually going to ask.
Is that because of your culture? Because you thought if I don't ask, my parents are going to be thinking.
No, not because of my parents, but I just felt it myself. Like, I think. From the second week of dating, I was like, look, you know, I actually believe in getting married. I'm not just messing about, like, you know, I'm not here to mess about or to just date you for like years on end. I actually believe in getting married, and this is the kind of family I'm coming from and stuff. And if that's not enough to scare someone off, I don't know what is.
We've kind of discussed marriage. We haven't really asked. It's kind of...
Yeah, I'm not like, asking no one to marry me.
It's like, it's a given, really.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Because it started with him just kept introducing me as, this is my wife, this is my wife, this is my wife.
Yeah.
I was like, where'd you get that from? He looks lovely. That's not real, is it?
Every woman would love to be married and like to be asked to get married. And if they say no, they're talking shit.
I'm glad you said that, because there are lots of people who pretend that they don't care.
Oh no, they're lying, because I used to be that person. Yeah. And I know I'm blatantly lying. If I was asked, I'd be like, oh.
Yeah, like, it's when it comes to you.
Obviously, but then you can think of it on the other hand, because I'll get a tiny bit personal, that I have thought, why haven't I been asked to be married? And I've had that battle in my head and thought, why hasn't he asked me? You know, is there something wrong with me?
Have you said out loud that you don't want to be married?
You both know me, would you reckon?
Yeah, you've probably gone, oh, I don't know. I mean, in terms of like, I don't mind if I get married or not. Like, if you
I have
you've...
said that.
Mm.
Look, everyone goes through their things, don't they?
Yeah.
But I have said that. I have said that in the past, but come on.
We don't mean it.
I mean,
read our minds. What's wrong with you?
But do you think it would change anything? Do you think it would change anything after like 10 years of being together?
This is the problem. This is what I'm saying. That's fun. That's interesting you say that, because we've had this conversation, and he said, which, you know, it could change things, you know, things could go, you know, and then my friend, a good friend of mine, got married, as you know, and recently, and he said, have you asked her, what's it like, you know, has marriage changed anything?
Have you asked her, though?
No, I haven't.
Ask her.
I will.
Has it changed things for you, or did it change things for you?
I feel like marriage is the ultimate level of commitment. I think you feel a bit more together. Right, so in other news, this isn't really a WTF thing, but Idris Elba has been named as the sexiest man alive by People magazine. And what do you think? What do you agree with this decision?
I need to see a recent pic.
The sexiest man alive?
No,
according
to
People magazine, yes.
I think my boyfriend's the sexiest man alive.
I think my husband's the sexiest man alive. I honestly do.
Yeah, I think my partner's the sexiest man alive.
Jodie, you don't sound very
convincing.
But
you lot are talking wet. If you honestly are trying to say that you genuinely, like, come on, they're not listening right now. If they weren't, get out of here.
Listen, I'm not saying that because I'm being funny. Well, okay.
Well, I won't get married now.
Yeah, exactly. Therein lies your issue. Therein lies your issue.
You've got to be nicer. Listen.
Okay,
we
right,
say that
the
as a joke.
Man alive.
We know.
No, they know what that was, a disclaimer, isn't it? Before anything else.
Yeah, now let's get down to it. Now that's out of the way.
All right, Jones. All right, you want to bait us up? Just go along with the flow. That's all you're supposed to do. Just go with the flow. Right, so I'm sorry, but I've never ever thought that Idris is as nice as everybody makes out. He's definitely not ugly. He's not necessarily my cup of tea. So I'm like, yeah, okay. So
I think he's quite normal. I think he's quite normal looking.
All right, he's definitely not ugly.
He's normal.
He's not ugly. Do you know this is what it makes me realise, right? That once someone is in the public eye, they have a stylist, they have a personal trainer. They're on the protein shakes. People start thinking that they are sexier than they actually are when they're actually quite average.
No, but it's not him thinking he's sexier.
No, people start thinking that he is.
That's just like a terrible song on the radio, isn't it? If you listen to it for long enough, you suddenly start singing along.
Yeah.
I think that's what happens.
Any stupid song on the radio, you start doing the same thing. So I think if you see anything for long enough, after a while you go, actually, I think a similar thing happened with Cardi B, didn't it? And no, we're going to get to Cardi B,
actually.
I always liked her, to be fair, not as a rapper, but I liked her character on hip-hop, loving hip-hop and all of that. I saw how people were just like, this girl, she's a fool, and I can imagine why, but I just took to her. I think she was just quite sweet. And it's so funny, over time, how you saw people eventually going, do you know what, Cardi B's all right, you know? Oh, she's good to have, you know? Oh, she's this, you know? She's like, and I'm like, look at human beings who were nothing, And it's like, and it's just that, it's just the human nature, you know what I mean? Anything you're about for long enough. It's just like what we were talking about earlier. We're all from different parts of the world, but you end up being in Britain, you just assimilate, didn't you? And I think that's the same thing. You see Idris for long enough, you go, actually, he's alright. It's like when you're in a party, and you're in our single days, when you're in a party, right? And let's say you're just thinking, he's alright. And then you're like, it's not all that. But then you end up like focusing on the one who's like the best of the bunch.
It's desert syndrome.
And you're just like, he's alright. He's actually really nice.
Desert syndrome. It's desert syndrome.
Same thing.
It's like everything is so dry that the one person who's kind of okay, it's all so dry they become a mirage in the desert, and then you start like thinking that you're in love with this person.
That's what happens on Big Brother. That's what happens on all them programs.
Tyson Beckford was.
He's alright.
Idris is the third man of colour to win
what's
this.
Happening? You wouldn't go, oh no, be like, I'm busy. Sorry, I'm biz. You'd be like,
no, not Tyson Beckford.
You'd be fine.
No,
5 years ago.
He's too pretty.
Not Tyson Beckford, no.
I'm trying to think, I can't think of anyone right now.
I like the fact that Idris is a manly man. He's manly.
I like Nas.
Nas?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
There's
so don't
player,
follow me.
I used to fancy David Beckham at one point.
I've never understood
that.
Oh, bless him.
Oh, what do you mean, bless him?
Yeah.
These are very pretty boy type people.
I used to like Ryan Giggs. in the 90s.
In Idris, I'm happy that the fact that he's like a manly man, isn't he? He's not like a pretty boy. He's an actual manly man, like rugged kind of thing.
Oh, he hasn't
got
like a Brazilian butt lift or nothing.
Yeah.
But do you know what? But I'm saying to you, any one of our fellas, my two brothers or my fella, could easily be the sexiest man alive. Yeah,
of course.
Given the opportunity.
Listen, no, I just told you, people get a personal trainer,
he
stylist. I like the confidence.
You know that. He's got confidence. Yeah, he definitely thinks he is.
Listen, can I say something to you? Like, there's this guy.
Love ya. Marry me.
Wifey material. Oh, gross, I love you. Anyway.
There's people, you know, there's people walking the streets that could actually get that sexiest man alive title. There's like,
You sound like you're talking about someone specific.
No, I'm not talking, no, I'm just
that
saying
is
that.
A man.
In the bus stop.
Look,
there
are.
Road.
If a. Look, there might be someone working in McDonald's, and if he swapped roles with Idris Elba was in McDonald's, no one would even care about Idris Elba, and that person would be the sexiest man alive. 100%. Look at this picture
but
of his
well
guy.
Done, Idris.
Look,
congratulations.
Congratulations, yes.
If you're listening. You're right.
Which you probably
look, can I just show you a picture of this man? Listen, this guy.
Sorry.
This guy with the lovely blue eyes, he's a chaiwala, a tea maker in Pakistan. This image went viral. He became insanely famous overnight because of this picture by a photographer. When she went to get a tea, she took a picture of him,
but
and
he's
he looks beautiful. Yeah, because he's a Pakistani from the village, obviously. So that's
from the village.
Yes, he's from a very conservative family. Then he was signed up to a modeling agency. And he was in some music videos where he had his arms around a woman and stuff because it was a music video. And then his family told him off and said, "You're not allowed to do that anymore." And despite the fact that you're now really famous and earning loads of money, you're not allowed to do that.
Where did he get money from? Who's that
saying?
Just for appearances.
No,
yeah. Awkward. Like,
because they tried to launch him.
Story,
no, look. This
though.
Is now. Look at him now. He's been styled up a bit now. He's been styled up.
Let me see that.
He could be the sexiest
he's
man alive.
He's 18.
They just spiked his hair up.
He's 18.
No, but now he's there's a more recent ones of him where he looks even better. I am the next sexiest man of People Magazine should be Chaiwala from Pakistan.
Yeah,
you know, you got my vote.
He's
not bad. I think
he's not bad.
Yeah.
He's a good
he
looking
could be the
guy.
Sexiest
he's
man
not.
Alive.
He could be.
I think we need to start a campaign for him.
Thank you to my panel for today, my gorgeous sister-in-laws, Jodie and Josh. It's time for me to sign off, but before I go, I just wanted to share something with you that I wrote about 10 minutes ago. So I hope you like it. I got the perfect family, the man of my dreams, but being a grown-up is harder than it seems. It's not all it's cracked up to be. I'm responsible for three other beings, that's three little people looking up at me. I make it look easy, but I ain't got a clue, just like all the other mums out there, and the ones that claim they've got it all together just aren't being true. Their kids are the ones in the park beating other children till they're black and blue. I'll be the first one to hold my hands up and say that just like my eyeliner, I'm winging parenthood. I can make it look convincing I'm a mummy headliner. I can look as composed as a swan, but underneath the water, I'm paddling like mad, trying to catch a break so I can move on, ticking off that never-ending to-do list one by one, trying to hear my thoughts amidst the crying and chatter and the shouts of mummy wipe my bum, dragging the kids out the door because we're late for the school run. The cook, the cleaner, the chauffeur, the tutor, the cheerleader, the general housekeeper. I should be on a six-figure salary. Yet this is the job where I won't get promoted, but it's to this role that I'm most devoted. I'm torn between wanting them to grow up so I can drop the night feeds, but scared of when they're older and won't need me. Half the time I want to fast forward to bedtime so I can stare exhausted into space or have a glass of wine. The rest of the time I want to hold on to each moment before they're grown up. When I get time to myself, I'm racked with mum guilt, feeling bad when I leave my little ones and there are tears spilt. But then I stand back and look at what our love built, and I look into their eyes and say to mummy, you are perfect. I will cherish you forever. Love, mummy imperfect.